los ojos para ver lo que está
pasando. Put up your manos. Members attempting unidos, chicanos, latinos en los Estados Unidos. Don't care if you're Ricans or even cubanos. Look at our coaches. We have more common, don't let them divide. These suckers are vultures. Either we standing together or better be standing aside. Now is the time. Don't know about you, but I'm gonna ride. We gotta climb. Fight for your veins, man. Where was your pride? Where were the gunners that you got inside? Look how our ancestors came to this country. They tried to be living the American dream. Don't throw it away. They promised you money and got you raging for the machine. Pick a new team. You flesh us to lizard, but that is a system that you wanna bring. You need to think. We gotta fight communism, cause it look like we on the brink. Connect all the links. The world party system is taking the power from all of the people. We need to sing. When will you listen? These people are evil and won't treat us equal. So what is your plan? Hand in hand, we're standing together, cause this is what never to do what you can. Please understand, we gotta do better, so walkers remember that we took a stand. Escúchame. 24 es el año, si se puede. Lucha, lucha por la libertad. Órale, vamos.
Yo, yo, what's up? Latino Free Minds, episode 46.
Shoot, happy Hanukkah.
Oh man, that was funny getting the show started.
Oh man, truth, love, and karaoke.
I know, right? It was banging though, so as long as he's having fun. How's it going, man?
It's been going good, man. Going good out here, chilling like a villain.
I was expecting to dig at Hillary.
Oh man,
did you say last time Hillary's still free?
She's still out there roaming.
Damn, Bigfoot. Dude,
we'll get her,
man. It's been a pretty fast week, it seems like. This week
getting closer, man, we're in December already.
I know, dude. Getting closer to Christmas, right? What's today? The 8th or 7th, right? 7th. So, yeah, it's getting, it'll fly by. Next thing you know, New Year's. And then, just, you know, repeating the cycle, right, of a whole nother year.
A whole nother year. Hopefully not a Democrat year. Democrat blue.
I know, man. Hopefully not. You know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see how the people responding to their reality. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I do see a lot of, I'm sure you do too, where there's like the people that, you know, get asked on the street, you know, Trump or Biden. And, you know, a lot of people are saying Trump. So, you know, I don't know, you know, those videos could be also, you know,
right,
they can be selected, right, handpicked and put, yeah, it up. But I mean, it is a lot of people either way, even if it is just, yeah, selected videos.
Yeah, I mean, you got critics like what's his name, Ian Rappaport, switching sides, saying he might have to switch sides. You start there, man.
Even what's his face? I think I'm not 100% sure, but I think
tell me Obama's not gonna vote for Trump this year.
He should. He wants to keep making that money. Who was it? Oh, Chris Cuomo. I think even he had said something about, yeah, potentially
another one, man.
So, you know. It's the, like we say, right, the reality of things. I think even if you do make a lot of money, I can't imagine, you know, you're having a good time right now, because your expenses, just like everybody else, right? Just like the people that don't make as much, everybody's struggling, right? Everyone's struggling to get by. So, you know, when you see
taxes, man.
Taxes, you know.
Taxes, I just thought, are a son of a...
Dude, I was in
15 minutes or Rumble's cool.
No, we're good.
Rumble's,
no,
cool. I could cuss on Rumble.
Yeah,
Rumble,
go for
Rumble's
it.
Chilling in there, the first 10 minutes.
As far as, yeah, I know.
YouTube, step your game up. Yeah, dude.
Dude, I was gonna post a video about taxes from the
constitutional.
Yeah, from Andy Frisella. And it's like, yeah, and he was talking about how, you know, back in the day they threw a revolution for 3%. And it's like today, you know, we're getting taxed 20, you know, well, when you add it all up, probably yeah. more than 50, right? All the taxes that we have to pay.
And what do they want? What do they scream in return? They don't, you know, it's no Tea Party. They go, govern me harder, daddy.
Yeah, there's no, what do you call it? There's no benefit to all the taxes that we pay. You know what I mean? So taxes suck, dude. And so you got that. You get taxed on the money you make. You get taxed on what you buy. You know what I mean?
Man, you know what? It kind of worries me a little bit. I wonder how long we have the Niners for, you know, the team that we have right now. Just because of taxes, right? I mean.
Oh, you mean like all the players?
How much longer can you stick around in California just getting murdered on the tax, man? You're a superstar. Everybody on the Niner team, they're superstars. They can all go and walk on whatever team start. They could go somewhere else where they don't have taxes like Tyreek Hill did, you know? He could have gone somewhere else. He could have gone to New York. He could have gone with Aaron Rodgers. He could have gone somewhere taxes over there. But when you look, and you see those taxes, you know, you make life choices that lead you to Florida way.
Yeah, one of the Niner players shared their like game day check, and it was like $300,000, I think, before taxes, and then after taxes it was like 140, something like that.
140. Tell me he's making dentist money.
so he got taxed $160,000 per game.
How do you even make it, dude?
Yeah. You could say, right? Yeah, he's getting hella money anyways, but still it's like, you know, all that, when you hear all that BS about paying your fair share and that the rich people ain't paying what they're supposed to be paying, it's like, you know, bullshit. They're paying more than anybody. And you know, it's crazy, dude. It's fucking crazy.
It's crazy. Gavin Newsom, little bitch ass, was talking to, when he had that little debate, you know, he told the other guy, DeSantis, your boy, he said, there's more people that flee Florida to go to California than there's Californians that go to Florida, you know, but it's because they don't all go to Florida. They go to Texas, they go to Idaho, they go everywhere else, not just Florida, right? There's a hundred other places to choose from, you know, other than just Florida. So that's how he talks. He's a little sneaky little devil, slimy ass.
Yeah. So. Well, here, I was going to post this clip, watch, just so you could hear what he was saying.
And over the course of the last 247 years, we have gone from 3% to where now we're back to a situation that's even worse than what happened when the colonial Americans came and tried to break away from England. Like, we pay more taxes than those motherfuckers ever did in their entire lives. It's insanity. And look what we get for it. It'd be different if this whole country looked like Dubai and there was no crime and everything was beautiful and there was no litter and people got along. I think people would be okay paying a higher tax, but that's not what we get. What do we get?
Bullshit.
We get shit. Mm. We get literal human feces in the street. We get homeless problems. We get crime problems. We get fucking all, we don't have shit. We got shitty streets. We got shitty buildings. We got a shitty country because these motherfuckers are stealing all the money from us. That's what's happening. It's real. It's real. And people don't understand it because people are too busy trying to survive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, bro, if you're born into something like that, it's just like the Matrix. Like, when you're born into it, you don't know any better. Mm-hmm. Right. So you're just like, this is the way it is. But like, what is happening in our country regarding the tax code of the citizens? A lot of people like to say taxation is theft. It's not theft. It's actually extortion. Because if you don't pay, where do they put you?
Jail.
That's right. So it's you fucking work for me. Give me most of your money. And if you don't, fuck you, you're going to jail. That's where we live. Does that sound free to you?
It's a valid question.
Yeah, man. No, man. It's. I don't think people even realize, you know what, you know, they just realize money gets docked out of their pay every pay period. You know, they don't realize that that money actually should be going to the streets, to those potholes you're going through. Through those streetlights, you know, all that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially, well, you know, fucking here in California, right? Especially like all the extra DMV fees we pay. I mean, just registering your car is, dude, that's expensive. And it's like, yeah, all those fees, all that stuff supposed to go towards the roads and you know, it's crazy, dude. Dude, I saw somewhere that, was it Biden that they were going to give like, I don't know how many billions for the high speed rail over here?
They're still talking about that thing.
They're still talking about it. It's like, man, you just, you know, I don't know.
Hey, they just call it what it is, dude. Launch some more. Hey, let's go launch some more money. Dude.
Yeah.
Let's go do it. You know, that's... in the Sunshine State where you can probably. Yeah, man, it's all a plan. It's all, you know, he hates it, but that motherfucker's trickled down everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
Gotta get his little paws into everything.
Yeah, and then
that's big government, dude.
I was seeing that. What's his name's getting charged? Let's see if I can play this video. Hey. I just saw it, so I don't know what they're gonna say. So we'll see. Let's see.
Sure. Let's see. I bet it's something legal.
Of course.
Well, I understand. I have the indictment right here.
You can hear that?
What indictment? I don't see no indictment.
It's voluminous. It's 56 pages. But in going through this, the Justice Department details the allegations supporting these 9 counts that they have filed against Hunter Biden. They include 3 felony tax offenses and 6 misdemeanor tax offenses. Now, to put that in context, Hunter Biden was hoping to resolve this investigation by pleading guilty to just 2 misdemeanors. But here, the Justice Department is alleging that he engaged in a 4-year scheme in which they say he chose not to pay at least $1.4 million in self-assessed federal taxes he owed between 2016 and 2019. And then they also accuse him of trying to evade the assessment of taxes for 2018 when he filed false returns. Now, they allege that he subverted the payroll and tax withholding process of his own company by withdrawing millions outside of that process. They also accuse him of spending millions of dollars on a, quote, extravagant lifestyle rather than paying his tax bills. They say in 2018, he stopped paying his outstanding and overdue taxes for the tax year 2015 and willfully failed to pay his 2016, 2017, 2018, and 2019 taxes on time, despite, they say, having access to funds to pay some or all of these taxes. They allege he willfully failed to file in 2017 and 2018. And then when he did finally file in 2018, they say that he did so to reduce the very substantial tax liability he faced in February 2020. Again, these are tax allegations. It's a little in the weeds, but he faces a maximum penalty of 17 years in prison. Now, of course, oftentimes sentences are far less than the maximum. We'll note that in the press release tonight, Anderson, the Justice Department also says that the investigation is ongoing. And that's notable because the question of whether the investigations into the president's son were fully going to be wrapped up with a plea deal or if they would possibly continue, that became a real key issue between his lawyers and the Justice Department. So notable that they included that here. It feels a little bit more than just the standard boilerplate, but we would expect that the president's son would likely make his first court appearance probably sometime next week.
All I all I got to say is free Hunter Biden, taxes, extortion, lock his ass up for all the other perverted shit he did, dude. What about that? Oh, that's not more in your fucking face? That is a...
Nah.
Legally, that's all we could get him for is the tax stuff, huh?
Yeah. Well, because he stole from the government, right? All that other perverted shit doesn't hurt the government. You can't launder that shit if you don't pay it.
You can't trick kids and not give the government their share.
Yeah, pretty much. It's fucking crazy, dude. And it's like, you know, and this fool's from the pay your fair share party, no? And that is his pops. That's his message to the people. And he's got his son.
Sounds like communism.
And he's got his son there fucking avoiding taxes for, sounded like, a good 5 years. You know? But, you know, me and you, if we did that, shit, they come after us. And it wouldn't even be close to the amount of money that, you know, that fool's owing them. So
what do you think? Because there's a lot of, like, verbiage there where it said, you know, willfully and what's willfully? You know, he did that willfully. 3 times. So it's
basically,
like,
he did
was
it
somebody
on...
in his ear?
No, like, he did it on purpose. He purposely didn't pay it.
And had the money, they said, in 2018, 19.
So, that means he's... Yeah, he just... tax evasion, basically, right? You're avoiding your taxes.
Yeah.
So...
Wesley Snipes did 28 months. Shoot.
Right? This fool should do 17 years. They should give him the max. They should give him the max. Because, you know, he's been getting help in hiding all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
a little bit of assistance, a little bit of Secret Service help.
Just a little bit, you know, got the big guy.
Maybe the same people that helped them out when they couldn't figure out whose cocaine it was in the White House.
It was Obama's.
I wonder whose it was. It was Big Mike's, wasn't it?
Yeah, had to be. So what have you seen going on recently?
Well, you tell me if this is true. I double heard, I guess. Well, I actually heard it come from the cow's mouth himself, Biden, where he was chewing on some cud talking about, if it wasn't for Trump, I wouldn't be running again. I don't know. Did you hear that?
No.
I literally heard him say that. I don't know when he said that. Yeah. But apparently that's out there in the blue. That makes sense. Right. But are they really that afraid of Trump, man? Okay, wait. Two questions. This is a two-level question. Because are they really afraid of Trump? One. Two. Because they really kill him and they say he's just a big doofus. They treat him like he's a doofus, right? One. Two. I forgot where I was going with two. But... Oh! Is Biden the guy that's going to defeat him, you know? Is he the big flaming sword that's like, oh, let's go slice up this this dragon that Trump is?
Okay, so, yeah, they are that afraid of him. And Biden's obviously not the best, but when... The way the media has painted Trump and they paint Biden, right? They're like polar opposites as far as like personality. So Biden, the media has made Biden seem like the more appealing personality to people that, you know, maybe aren't paying attention or that just catch like the little sound bites here and there and all the out of context stuff, right? So there's a lot of people like that, like we said on the last episode. So I think he's their most likable is the best way I could. Because even Newsom, people don't fucking like him.
Yeah, right. Right.
Nobody fucking likes Hillary. So who are you gonna put out there?
Right.
You put out the old grandpa looking guy that's, you know, got his temper under control, not being mean to people. He's a nice grandpa. So
right.
You know, I think they are that afraid of him, but same deal. It's like, I don't know how is that the best they got? No. But I think it appeals against the person the media's made out Trump to be.
I feel like if I were on the left, I would have smashed that panic button just because I feel like any polls that we're seeing right now, it's those voters that are making that switch,
mm-hmm.
right? Just because they're seeing that Biden's not competent, they're seeing that he loses it, they're seeing that he can't be a representative for the United States, you know, the police of the world. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see how Gavin couldn't, you know, sit him down. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just young blood. Somebody.
Well,
young.
That's the thing, though. It's like I didn't watch all of the DeSantis Newsom debate, right? But I did watch a little bit here and there when it was happening. And it's like Newsom's problem is that he can't, like, his record here in California, like what has become of California, he can't, there's no hiding that.
Yeah. A good example is when he brought up the map of all the poop.
And that's not embarrassing, man. Yeah, it's embarrassing. And it's not a lie either. It's literally that thing is real. So
we had to be so innovative
mm-hmm.
in San Francisco that we had to make an app to avoid the pieces of shit. Mm-hmm. You know?
Instead of just telling people, don't shit on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you shit, we're going to shoot you in the back. Damn, that's just...
Make him think about it, right? Again, yeah.
Hey, dude, make him. You're going to get maced in your ears. I don't know what you got to do to get these people to stop shitting, man.
Mm-hmm. But you know, I think there's people that, you know, are like, oh, don't, you know, who's going to watch that debate? And okay, honestly, I didn't watch it, but not because I was. My reason for not watching it wasn't like a lot of the reasons that I heard, like, oh, this is pointless, that these fools ain't running anyways, you know, or you hear like the whole from the Republicans, you know, DeSantis is a rhino, this is, you know what I mean? Like all the basic shit. But it's like, it's good because, again, like I said, it highlights, right? The difference, whether it was DeSantis, whether it was Trump, like they'd say the same things. Whether, you know, shit, it could have been fucking Nikki Haley debating him, and she could have said the same things because the record is the record, right? And, you know, more than anything, that helps out as far as like pinpoint, like, you know, putting the spotlight on this is what these policies do. You know, this is the person right here that's been in charge of the state. You know what I mean? And they're selling Newsom as like the next thing for the Democrats. So it's like, this fool's done this and they want him running the country. So to me, it was positive because whether you like DeSantis or not, you know, he was hitting them with just straight facts. So, you know. But, you know, people get, you know, again, on all their sides, right? If you're Democrat, you're either like, you know, you could be super Bernie bro, or you could be down with Biden, right? Or you could be down with fucking Hillary. Or, you know, on the right, you're pro MAGA Trump, or you could be DeSantis, you know? So it's like, but everybody picks their their niche, and then, you know, like we've talked before, it's just they just further divide themselves instead of just, you know, because I see a lot of people now that like are saying like fuck DeSantis or DeSantis sucks, that during the lockdown and all that shit, everyone was like that guy's doing it right. You know what I mean? And now all of a sudden, now he's running against Trump, and everyone's like, fuck him. So it's like, really? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what you think of that, but it's like, I think it's kind of dumb.
Yeah, well, high heels won't help you. Wearing high heels won't help you in the long run either, dude. I told you, dude, you're a tiny king, dude, just like me, dude. Embrace that. But yeah, man, I mean, Gavin Newsom, man, fuck that guy.
Anybody with him.
Anybody that rolls with him, fuck you too.
Yeah.
AOC, fuck you too.
How's it going, Rumble?
No, man, it's just crazy. It's crazy. I was thinking today, you know, things are changing. And it's like, if you get blackpilled, you're just like, yeah, things are changing and things are bad and they're not getting better, you know. Well, at least in California. California is going to be blue. I always feel like, you know, no matter what. Mm. And it's like, damn, man, if I have kids, man, you imagine your kids growing up like in a socialist, you know, having everything scheduled in a socialist country where everything is scheduled for them. They can't eat meat on Tuesdays. You know, they can't wear silk on Fridays anymore. They can't, you know, all these are stupid rules that they come up, you know, and California, it looks that way, you know, can't use your chimney, whether it's good for you or not. If I have a fucking chimney, I should be able to use a chimney, whether it's good for the air or not.
No, because then if you use your heater, you get charged like, you know, your fucking gas bill. Yeah, your gas bill comes up to like $400 a month for fucking heating your house for 3 hours. Like, you know what I mean? But you can't use you can't use your fucking fireplace if you have one.
Yeah. I'm gone all day, and the best time to use your dryer or your washer during the day? Or when is it?
When you're at work. How am I supposed to do that shit?
Okay. But if I do it at nighttime, I'm a dick. Okay. I'm sorry. It's unreasonable. It's unreasonable. We do it to ourselves, and it's like we put a cap on ourselves, production-wise, you know, of anything, of comfort. We can't be too comfortable because, you know, somebody out there doesn't have it like us. Or somebody else is, you know, they don't have the same resources. But if we got it, dude, use it. You know, not to, you know, be splurging or, you know, using stuff all recklessly. But, man, I live in a first world country. I don't want to be like them, you know.
There's
amenities that I have over here that I don't have to be like over there burning coal, dude. Use my fucking stove gas, man. You
know what I'm saying? But that's the thing, too. But it's like, you know, what's the point? That's the thing, look. It makes you wonder, like, all right, what's the point of working then? You know, if the government's just gonna take care of me, it's taking care of everybody else.
Okay,
well, why then, I gotta bust my ass?
Is that all right? Is that not okay? To me, that's just a poisonous idea, right?
Right.
Where it's just like, first thing you said, why work hard? Why make as much as I was talking to a roofer the other day, and he was telling me, oh man, I need to make less money. And I said, oh, why? He goes, because I'm in a certain bracket now and they're charging me more rent. So I need to make less money. So now I can only work 3 days. What kind of shit is that, dude?
Yeah.
They need to fix something. If that's the type of stuff, if we're going to slow down the production of a construction site because he's making too much money. So they're going to make him pay more. What is too much more money? I don't think he's making over 100K. I doubt he's making over 40K. But yet it's that thing, right? Where I used to work at a school, I made $32,000. $2,000 too much to get government assistance, right? Not that I was gonna need it, but there you go.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Or even
they gotta fix it.
Yeah, they gotta fix it for sure. It's like
I need to make less money. I can't imagine saying it so I could be more comfortable. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. That's the opposite. That's limiting our citizens. That's a fucking really bad mentality, dude. Where, oh man, I had to pay more. So no, I just don't understand it. Because if you have them in this loop where you tell everybody, hey, work harder and you might get something. Mm-hmm. That's also not true. You could work hard your whole life, lose your knees because you're fucking bent over all day, 9 to 5, and you won't inch, you won't get an inch closer to getting that million-dollar home.
You know?
We need to fix something. I'm not saying transfer the world to nobody. Just make it so that I can work hard. And I can do what I have to do to get closer to a million. I don't want a handout. Mm-hmm. I just want it to count. I just want it to count because the government, that bitch with the afro, what's her name, fucking telling me to save money. I can, all right. You're right. I'll save money. But how am I going to save money when things are getting more expensive? Mm-hmm. When it's okay, now it's got to eat into my savings. You know, my $15 that I had for the eggs that I was going to buy, now they're $18 because there's a chicken shortage. I think only 100,000 chickens. Look how many chickens we have. Millions, man. And 100,000 died in some factory, and now there's an egg shortage. Price gouging. But, hey, man, when you leave it for opportunity, when you leave these holes, man, what's it called? Loopholes. People take advantage of them.
Yeah.
I would. I will. Let me get a loophole where I'm fucking taking advantage of the system. I'm going to get your ass. I'm going to get everybody. You're going to be paying my bills, son.
But, yeah, you know, that's the sad part, right? That's the sad part about, you know, they incentivize people to not be better, not do better, right? Yeah. To not get themselves out. Because, you know, let's say that example that you gave. Now the guy wants to make less, so he doesn't pay more rent or whatever because of his bracket. It's like, dude, like, this guy is now limiting himself, right? For, like you said, for comfort. But it's also like, well, what if this guy would, you know, what if he just said, fuck it, when he works hard, and then, you know.
Penalty. Shame. Shame on you for working. Shame on you.
No, but I'm, you know what I mean? But, like, he makes it. He I don't know, fucking starts his own company because he gained all that knowledge and experience from all his hard work. And then, boom, then he can get the million-dollar home, right?
Right.
But he never did because he's trying to save a couple $100.
Right, right. To rent.
To rent.
Not to own his own house. To rent.
So that's the problem with a lot of the stuff today is, you know, like with the homelessness, all that shit. It's like they incentivize people to not even try. They incentivize people to just be dependent on the government, you know? And
Lil Boosie said be independent. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah. And we have to fucking, you know, I don't know. It's like you got to continue encouraging people to work hard, you know, make better decisions. And no, obviously it doesn't come easy, right? Shit, I've been working my whole life. It's not like just because I worked, I'm gonna make it. But at least, you know, I'm going to do everything I can so that I don't have to rely on anybody. I don't have to rely on the government. I don't have to be asking people for money. You know, it's tough. It gets hard. But, you know, you can't give up. That goes with anything. You can't give up. Yeah. You know, you can't be a quitter. And
you got to look at those odds and go, oh, maybe it might be me. Might be me. Let it be me.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, there's always an opportunity that presents itself, right? So, you know, if you're paying attention, if you're paying attention, you're on your thing. You know, again, you're working, but you're gaining experience, right? And then an opportunity opens up. it's your time, right? If you didn't, if you didn't put the work in to gain that experience and that knowledge, when that opportunity goes, you know, opens itself up, you can't, you can't try to take advantage of it, because you, you done fucked around and didn't improve yourself. You know what I mean?
Lollygagging, diddle daddling.
So, you know, and who's to blame?
Yourself.
You can't blame, you can't blame nobody else but yourself. Cause you're the one that didn't put the effort, right?
No.
So I think that's the problem with a lot of society is, you know, they're just going to rely on, you know, what politicians tell them, what the government's going to promise them.
Yeah.
But I think, and kind of going back to what we were talking about, but I think a lot of people are seeing that a lot of the promises that Biden made, like we talked about before, like they're not coming to light, right? Yeah. So, you know, I think what did Danny call it? You know, and it makes a lot of sense. I think he called the Biden administration the Red Pill administration, because from what I've seen, this administration has been red pilling a bunch of people.
Yeah.
So, shit. But you know, we'll see what happens.
And he's the best weapon. So
he's the best they got. I just think honestly that's like a personality on a person, like, you know what I mean? Like I said, nobody likes Newsom, nobody likes Hillary. You know, I don't even know who else is there. Fucking Buttigieg, nobody likes him. Oh, man. So
who do they got?
They always say Big Mike.
Big Mike, but tell me, what's keeping her back? Don't give me this BS or, oh, she's got it nice and she's living it. She's just writing books and she's, why hasn't she run, Daniel? This good country needs her at a time like this. Oh, Big Mike, I mean, sorry, Michelle, please, please. We need you right now. We need you. Look at the guy we got, Biden. We need you. Come on, run. Tell me, Daniel, why hasn't she? Is she hiding something? Between her legs. Maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying things. You're saying things. These are my words.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
Let me say that.
I don't know. They keep bringing her up, which is interesting. Was like, why bring her up? Because, you know, technically. You know, they didn't like Trump. They didn't like Trump, though, because he wasn't a politician.
No.
So, Big Mike ain't a politician.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's...
She would win, Daniel.
And it would just... But it'd just be... It,
damn!
It sucks because you're probably right. Because then people are going to revert to the whole fucking race, identity, politics shit. Right. And... That's what, like, you know, we need to get away from.
Earlier, I was going to crack a joke when we were talking about, well, who would they get? And I said, well, it doesn't seem like there's a black trans woman.
She's too tall.
There isn't one on the market for them to choose. So what's the next best thing, you know? No, we know Michelle's not a. I know that Michelle's not a dude. Daniel's still guessing, but
I don't know.
Shit.
Nah, saying. Man.
We're on Rumble. We fuck around. I don't know. Shout out Rumble.
Rumble's gonna be like the fucking.
So you gotta stop saying Rumble. After you say
I'm gonna say Rumble till they pay me.
Rumble said, "No, I mean that. You know, I am serious. You know, it when you're eschewing like that, Daniel, you're not running. You know, I just wonder why. Yeah. I wonder why she's not running. Why she's not going for it? You know,
mm-hmm.
Gavin Newsom's going for it, and that dude, his wife did something with Harvey Weinstein." I don't know. So, and he's going full force. You know, he doesn't care. What, you know?
Yeah, dude. There was,
possibly have to hide?
Oh, before, what was that thing that happened yesterday? The shoot, there was a shooting, right? In Las Vegas.
Big Mike, please don't kill me. I know I've been talking shit, Big Mike. Don't kill me. I'm not gonna be paddleboarding anywhere soon.
I'm trying to see what let's see from the AP, what are they saying? It says a 67-year-old gunman who killed three faculty members and wounded a fourth in a roughly 10-minute rampage had illicit targets at the school.
Oh, the professor.
And more than 150 rounds of ammunition. So hold on. So he only killed three faculty members and wounded a fourth?
I read something that it was kind of targeted, no? That he applied to that college, that got denied or something, and came back with that thing. Popped the trunk.
So, let's see. What I don't get is...
brought the toaster out.
The suspect weapon was a 9mm handgun. It was purchased legally last year, okay? How many rounds were fired during the attack? But the sheriff said due to the sheer amount of ammunition in the gunman's possession, he believed may have been headed to the students' union, which is next to the business school. I mean, you can't say he's going to go shoot all these students. You don't know that shit.
Wait, Daniel. Wait, how much ammo did you say? Because
150.
I heard 150. That's not enough to use the word sheer. 150, that's a little of 9mm is a box this big.
That's... Daniel. It says the shooter brought 11 magazines with him to the campus, and police found 9 of them on the shooter after he was killed. Hold on. 9 of them on the shooter. So that means, are they full?
He left 2 in the car?
See, look, like, this is the thing. It's like, or if he brought 11 magazines, Nevada, what are you, maybe 17? Maybe? Per magazine? Right? Mm-hmm. Let's just say you get 17 in Nevada because it's not stupid like California and you only get 10 or 8 or whatever it is.
Right. You wouldn't carry bullets like in your hand.
Let's say you got 17 rounds per magazine. You find 9 on the shooter. Does that mean those 9 are full? Right? They have to be, right? Because if you're if you're shooting, you don't care about collecting your magazines. You empty a magazine, you drop it. You put the next one in, you're not going to pick up the empty mag. Right?
So like, maybe he used 2 mags on those 3 people. They found 8 on him, or what is it, 9 on him?
It has to be something like that. Hold on, let me see here.
Yeah, but 150 is not that much for 9.
So it says, he had 9 on him. It wasn't even clear how many of the school's 30,000 students were on campus at the time had been gathered outside the building to eat and play. If police hadn't killed the attacker, it could have been countless additional lives taken. Well, that's... okay, you're... it's like assuming, right? He was just going to go shoot everybody else. It says...
30, and then 30, it's just crazy how they use, you know, their words. They're like, of the 30,000, it's unknown how many were on campus at the time.
And yeah,
like they use the 30,000.
Well, he only had 150 rounds. He couldn't kill.
So there's not faculty on earth that can house 30,000 in one day, or like, you know, work with or hold a class. So it's like,
yeah. So no, it was. It was definitely, I would say it's targeted. I mean, yeah. I'm not fucking John Wick, but if you go on a 10-minute rampage and you only kill 3 people, I think he did. But you know the words. You using the words, if, okay, so wordplay here, like last episode. If you go to somewhere and you're going to shoot, right? and they're saying you went on a 10-minute rampage. What do you think of when you hear a 10-minute rampage?
Everybody caught it.
Yeah, you think that he's in there for 10 minutes shooting nonstop. At least that's how, if you tell me 10-minute rampage, that's what I picture in my mind, right? And he only had 150 rounds of ammunition. You're running, if you're on a rampage, the way that when I hear that word and you're associating with the shooting, you run out of ammo in like 4 minutes, maybe less than that.
Yeah. Believe me, that shit is expensive. I think and I you're know not, how much 150 runs out.
And you're not just killing three people and wounding a fourth.
Right.
So it's like one of those things where it's like the wordplay doesn't add up.
Yeah.
You know? I don't
that's
know.
That's as much as we're going to get, enough to confuse us, and then we'll never hear about this guy again.
That too. And just enough for them to say we need to ban weapons, right? Yeah. And you know, they said he used a 9mm handgun. So, you know, when they say
ban semi-automatic
weapons, that includes handguns too. So don't get it twisted there. But the thing, dude, it's like I was saying before, it's like people that don't pay attention, or people that have never shot a gun, don't own a gun, yeah, and are anti-gun. It's like you read this from the AP and you think, okay, AP is a reputable source of news. AP's telling me this dude went on a rampage for 10 minutes. He had 150 rounds. That shit's fucking crazy. That's hella bullets. Right? If you don't know shit about guns, that first paragraph fucking got you.
Right. No, it's because it's they themselves, the ones that are making the rules, right? The ones that are scaring them. Like, oh, look, they're the ones that are going, all right, guys, this guy walked in with his assault pistol and killed three people. So we need to ban assault pistols.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Ban your assault pistol. There's no fucking such thing, you know? But when you got two people looking at each other going, that sounds about right, that's what you get.
Yeah. But I think when it first broke yesterday, dude, I think I think they made it sound, I mean, not that it's not bad, but like they made it sound worse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought way more people were killed and shot. This sounds like it was just four people.
Daniel, again, if you want to go down to the wordplay, the verbiage, what did they hit you with? Alert, mass shooting. And I think of mass, I think of just a crowd of people and just getting mowed down. That's mm-hmm. mass shooting to me, you know. And now I think three is a thing, right? And when people do drive bys, sometimes more than three people get hit. You know? Yeah. If all my boys are hanging out on the block and we get caught slipping, you know, that's that gets counted as a mass shooting. And it's like, no, we're in the game of playing with guns. That's the difference. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
It's not like doing it at a mall. That's a mass shooting to me.
Yeah. So it's like, see, here's this little thing they have here. It says the right to own guns, what you need to know. In America, the right to own gun fuels violence that increasingly overshadows other rights. In recent years, US courts have embraced an increasingly absolutist interpretation of the Second Amendment, contributing to the proliferation of firearms. Almost 400 million guns are in civilian hands in the United States, and they have enabled hundreds of mass killings. So the 400 million guns have enabled hundreds of mass killings. Wordplay. To many Americans, that violence feels like a growing threat to the right to worship in peace, to go to school, or to the pursuit of happiness. Oh my god, dude. Wow.
That's how they're gonna look for the pursuit of happiness. The blocking gun.
Okay. It's like Christians are Christians, Jews, all that. They're the most targeted people. Like, you should have a gun. You should have a gun.
Yeah. It doesn't even go that far. That's too many groups. If there's anybody, I mean, you do gotta be careful because I doubt them sometimes. But women, damn, man, that would suck, man. I don't know, but I think women should be able to carry at least a 22 or something, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they should. But hey, you know, they wanna. Again, I think people, when it comes to guns, like, the best thing they can do is go actually shoot one. Go try it out if you haven't, before you make up your mind. Before you decide, oh, I don't like guns, and you never shot one, you probably should go, you know, check it out, see what it's about. You know, but 'cause the media will spin any story, right, to whatever they want it to be.
Yeah.
And like I said, right, if you were to read that, if you don't know nothing about guns and you read that first paragraph, the first couple sentences on that AP story, you know, you're thinking it's crazy. But, you know, when you know what's going on, or you know about guns, how to use them, you know how they work, that whole first those first couple sentences don't make a lot of sense.
Right.
So, you know, maybe it's because you're looking at it, like, I would look at it from my perspective, right? If, like I said, if you're telling me I'm going on a rampage for 10 minutes and I have 150 rounds, I'm running out of rounds. I'm not going to hit 10 minutes, you know? And I'm pretty sure a lot of people that know guns could probably agree to that.
Yeah. So, the target, your people, those people, it's not like a target. Those people are running around.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's not, so you're gonna miss.
Like, yeah, you're gonna miss.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not John Wick. I'm a miss, but I'm not. It's not gonna take me 10 minutes to go through 150 rounds.
No.
So, I don't know. Something about that to me just doesn't add up. Doesn't make sense. But yeah. You know, obviously, yeah, anybody that, you know, gets killed in an event like that,
yeah,
or just in general, right? Anybody that gets killed by a gun for no reason, stupid reason, yeah, like, yeah, that sucks. It's unfortunate. But at the same time, it's like, not going to punish every other responsible gun owner because, you know, some idiot decided to do something.
Right.
So, right. Yeah,
it's terrible. It's sad what happened over there, but at the same time, you gotta ask for answers, hard answers. But yeah, what were the motives?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Well, maybe they'll figure this one out after they figure out the one from 3 or 4 years ago.
Just keep paying HBO because there'll be a documentary soon.
Yeah. Shit. But no, I mean, I think, I mean, other than that debate, than that happening yesterday, I haven't been really paying too much attention to a lot of things right now, to be honest.
Just been trying to survive.
Yeah, I'm just trying to survive right now. You know, got bills to pay, you know, got to work. Like you said, you people are just trying to get by. And, you know, I know the reality of today versus what it was a few years ago. Today sucks compared to how it was before.
Today sucks. Today sucks. But yeah, keep going forward and think, hey, it might be me. It might be this podcast that Rumble's like, yo, you guys are the ones. Yo, my pillow, you guys are the ones. LFM.
Man. I mean, it.
Sign it.
You know, it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, for like this kind of stuff, like it's like, it's hard because, you know, you got to get people to, in a sense, get involved, right? get involved with the show, you know, follow your stuff so that, you know, you get a bigger buzz, you know, when you're going live, when you're doing stuff, you know, more people sharing and all that shit. But, you know, it is what it is, you know, people, we just keep going. We'll see what happens. But yeah, I could see, cause like, you know, we're a smaller show compared to some other people. And, you know, even they struggle with, you know, people fucking just sharing something, you know what I mean? Hitting the fucking like button. It's tough. It gets like, it's not to sound like I'm complaining, but it's like, it does, that kind of stuff does help out, you know, when people are trying to do stuff. But, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see how this goes. You know, I've been doing it for a year, and, you know, so far, hey, we just keep grinding. You know, I think we have a lot of people still to wake up. That's what we're trying to do, you know?
Yeah.
So we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, I guess that's all I got today.
Yeah. Been one of those weeks.
Yeah,
they do say, Daniel, it's quiet before the storm. So next time, maybe when we come back, they actually catch that bitch ass Hillary. Maybe they lock her ass up. Maybe they fucking they put her in Guantanamo. Shoot,
man, I hope so.
Something's gonna happen. That or they're gonna kill Elon. Damn.
Shit. Damn. Oh yeah, dude. That was. Hold on, let me see. I gotta play that video.
That big fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. That's one, Daniel.
Yeah, that's. I want to play that video.
He's going crazy right now. How Facebook's getting charged for promoting I don't know if it was child pornography or child distribution, and he's going, "Yo, Disney, kind of pay up. Why are you guys promoting over there?"
Shit, dude, where is that? I thought I had
shout seen, out, but... Elon. You, those cyber trucks are dope.
They look cool. I don't know. I don't trust fucking electric vehicles though.
Yeah. Make a diesel one.
Whenever that shit blows up, it's gonna be.
Dude, don't bring that smut on Elon's name, dude. He wouldn't make something that blows up. Those things work 100%.
Nah, it ain't him. He's not the one building. He's not the one building the car, though.
He's gonna build mine. Personally.
Oh shit, dude! Where did I have that video, dude? Because yeah, Dana White did it. Elon, even Tucker, you know. Here it is. Hold on. I gotta share this one. This is worth a share. It's worth a play. Here, this one right here.
And one of our big sponsors called and said, "Take that down." You know what I said? Oh, fuck yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck you. Yeah. Don't ever fucking call me and tell me who to vote for.
Yeah. And if your recourse is you're a bad person for not believing me, fuck you. That's my response. Fuck you.
Blackmail me with money? Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. Is that clear? I hope it is.
And one of our big sponsors called and said, "Take that down."
I'm playing twice. So good.
Well, fuck yourself. Yeah. Well, fuck you. Yeah. Don't ever fucking call me and tell me who to vote for.
Yeah. And if your recourse is you're a bad person for not believing me, fuck you. That's my response. Fuck you.
Blackmail me with money? Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. Is that clear? I hope it is.
Damn, maybe that's what we're missing. Right here we go. Hey, Reebok, fuck you. fuck off. Bring back the G-Unit shoe, bitch. That shit was great. You're fucking up. Bring it back. Fuck you. There you go. There you go. Oh, no. Shit. Rumble, save me.
I know, right? Yeah. But no, dude, I know that's just, I don't know. I mean, like, it's kind of like that fighter energy where it's like, all right, you're gonna come after me, you're gonna say this and this about me, and you want me to be all fucking apologetic and I'm sorry, and it's like, nah, man, like, you know what I mean? If you don't like what I'm doing or what I'm saying or any of that, it's like, yeah, fuck you then. You know, go fuck yourself. You know, I don't need nobody's approval. Nobody does. You know, you don't need it. That's how it should be. Nobody needs to be held to someone else's standard. You don't fucking like it? Fucking don't follow. Unsubscribe. Yeah. Fucking support somebody else. You know, I don't give a fuck. But like, that's, I don't know. It's like, I don't know. It's like you have to have that energy. Yeah. I feel like, you know, there's a certain time for that. Yep. And I think these times it's appropriate.
Oh, we'll get the energy soon. Right now, I don't got it. So I'm going to apologize to Reebok and say, yo, those Kendrick Lamars I bought were dope. So keep doing what you're doing, dude. I was kidding. I just started making an example out of Reebok.
Yeah, man. It's all good. Maybe they bring them back. Yeah, you'll hear it. Back,
oh no, that's Bird Gang.
That's,
oh,
Bird, man. Man. You gotta go.
Oh man.
They're gonna cancel you.
Gonna say what happened to that boy.
All right then, man. Well, everybody, have a good one. Catch you on the next one. Catch you on the flip side, whatever you want to call it. Peace.
OfficialPatriotGear.com. Use promo code LFM2024.